touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no.
Week I was in London, England for the UK premiere of the Elton John biopic Rocket Man. Thank you to Elton Jim Toronto for filling in last week. I know that he saw the movie and loved it naturally. He's an Elton John super fan. I like Elton John very much, not super fan status, but I also enjoyed the movie very much. Everyone has been asking me all week long, did you like it better than Bohemian Rhapsody? And it's not, I don't think it's a really fair comparison. The storytelling is different in both of these movies. One is a chronology of somebody's life, Bohemian Rhapsody. The Elton John movie kind of bounces around a little bit, and they use the music in this movie sort of the way they would a stage musical. So two different kinds of presentations. I enjoyed both of them very much. I think this Elton John movie, you know, if you grew up with his music, and pretty much who hasn't, I think you're going to enjoy it very much. And I learned a lot about Elton John, things that I didn't know, stories I didn't realize. So it's going to open next week, and I'll tell you much more about it between now and then. But I did want to share some of the interviews that we did on the red carpet for the UK premiere. They include Elton, who came by in a golf cart. Because he had apparently had sprained his ankle, so he didn't, you know, technically walk the red carpet, but he did have a few words at the end of the carpet from his blinged out golf cart. But we also talked with our pal Taron Egerton, who is brilliant playing Elton John in this movie, talking a little about the newfound stardom that he will be enjoying.
Hello again. Hi, how are you?
Nice. How do you feel when you step out here and people are chanting your name? And this has elevated you personally to
It's really stressful, actually. I find it quite stressful. I mean, it's wonderful, but it's a lot, yeah.
Is it fun? Is it overwhelming?
It's overwhelming, I would say, yeah. Of course, there's an element of fun to it, yeah, but I'm keen to relax a bit now, actually. Yeah.
So you're up with Elton on the stage before.
Yeah.
What's it like when you two get together now? What do you talk about? What's it like, the reunion?
It's you know, it's lovely. I mean, he's always been incredibly kind to me and incredibly good to me, and I've been lucky enough to be allowed into his life and form a great relationship with him, and so it fills my heart with joy, you know. And I really hope it continues after this film is done.
I hope you get some rest soon.
Thank you. I'm sorry. My brain is fried. I completely understand.
Yeah.
It's taken a long time, but I think it's wonderful. Cannes was a big thing for us. Having it shown there, get the reception that it did and the reviews that we have, we can now come here in London and really enjoy it. And the momentum is fantastic. Everything has kind of fallen into place so beautifully, which is, everyone's worked so hard on that. And I'm very grateful for it. So tonight is all about enjoyment.
I change favourite songs from every 5 minutes.
I think the key song in the movie, at the beginning of the movie, is your song, and I Want Love. I Want Love just threw me. I didn't know it was going to be in the movie that soon. But your song, the sequence when we write that song, is magical.
I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words. While you're in the world, I sat on the roof and kicked up the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on.
One of the greatest songs of all time, Elton John's Your Song, that he wrote with his lifelong songwriting buddy, Bernie Taupin, who also was walking on the red carpet. He's always sort of stayed in the background and let Elton John take all of the praise and get all of the attention. But really, this songwriting partnership of Elton John and Bernie Taupin is legendary and has produced some of the greatest songs of all time. And we were happy that we're able to spend just a few minutes with the legendary Bernie Taupin.
What was the point at which you realized that you and Elton had something big?
I think, probably when we wrote, when a guy called Steve Brown told us, don't write crap, write songs you want to write. Don't write songs, you know, there's a whole piece in the movie where the guy playing Dick James sort of says, you know, I want you to write sort of pop songs for so and so, and we literally didn't want to do that. We just wanted to write songs that we wanted to write, but we didn't know how to do it at the time, I don't think. And we were encouraged by certain individuals, and once we were, it became apparent that we actually might have had something. I think when we were writing crap, you know, that we didn't know was crap, that was when I was going, well, I'll try and do this for a couple of years and see how it goes.
Yeah. Is there one song that best describes how you feel, one of your songs?
Do you mean early songs?
Any of them.
Well, your favorite songs change day by day. I mean, in the movie, one of my favorite songs I've ever written is I Want Love. I love Sacrifice, but that's not in the movie. The most poignant song in the movie is when Jamie sings Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I think that was a pretty moving moment for me.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. Maybe you'll get a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, sniffing for tidbits like you on the ground. So goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow, back to the howling, howling the woods, hunting the horny black toad. Oh, I finally decided my future lies beyond the yellow brick road. So what do you think you'll do then? That'll shoot down your plane. It'll take you a couple of vodka and tonics to set you on your feet again. You know they can't hold you forever. Sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be saying love.
Hunting
Taron Egerton as Elton John. Jamie Bell plays Bernie Taupin in the movie. And their version of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road from the film. To give you a little preview of what's to come, Rocket Man will open next Friday. And we'll tell you all about it. Tell you right now, I'm going to give it a good review. I really liked it. I thought it was very celebratory, very, very nostalgic. If you grew up with the music of Elton John, as most of us did, you'll know every single song. There are a couple of original songs that are in the movie. They always toss those in for Academy Award. You know, songs that are not original to a movie can't be considered for Academy Award nominations, so they always put a couple of original ones in there. But it's mostly the Elton John library, and the story and the friendship and the partnership between Elton and Bernie is a big part of this movie. His relationship with his parents, a very tumultuous relationship with his parents, is a big part of this movie. Him struggling with and dealing with his own sexual identity is part of this. I thought it was a very interesting and at times a very emotional, but you know, you're going to go to a movie and sing along with every single song. Don't expect Bohemian Rhapsody. It's presented in a completely different way. It's like going to see a stage musical, like you would go see, you know, I don't know, Mamma Mia or Jersey Boys or, you know, something like that. A little bit different style with that. Anyway, we'll tell you much more about it. Who else was on the red carpet? Well, we talked with Andy Serkis, who you know from the Planet of the Apes movies. We love talking with Andy at any time. He's got a new movie out, and he was there and is a good friend with the director and wanted to support the movie. But also, walking down the red carpet, we were surprised to see Boy George, of all people. And we had a nice little chat with Boy.
Well, I'm here to. I want to see the movie. I've been waiting for this movie. You know, I'm excited about what it's going to be, what the costumes are going to be, what songs they're going to use. You know, what stories? Because there's so many stories. You know,
so you'll be the only person here who thinks everything is downplayed, not flamboyant enough.
Not necessarily. That's very true. I mean, I've always thought that people who were famous in the 70s are kind of otherworldly.
Yeah.
You know, the Elton Johns, the Bowies, and Mark Bolan. Those kind of characters, Roxy Music, they were always kind of a little bit nebulous to me, like just a bit, you know.
Do you feel like Elton sort of paved the way for a Boy George to...
Elton's everything.
Yeah.
Elton starts with an E.
Come a chameleon. Yeah, little Boy George nostalgia there. Looking healthy and seems to be doing well. He's got his own music projects out right now. Fun to talk with him. Take a quick break, come back, talk with more. We've got an all-grilling food show coming up with our friends from the Weber Grills. Also give away a Weber Grill to some lucky listener this morning. It's all coming up in just a few minutes. WGN.